I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
I love that song. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Awakening to Spirit show. I am your host, Regina. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Dragon Psychic Medium and Reiki Healer, or on my webpage at www.ladydragon.com. Or if you'd like to book a reading or a Reiki session, you can email me at ladydragonpsychicmedium@gmail.com. And I do believe I'm joined with our host, Sin Lu.
Hello, lovey. Hi, everyone.
Hey there. How's it going? Been a good week?
It has. It's been a crazy week, but it's been a good week. And, you know, survived the Mercury retro, you know.
Oh, maybe.
And the holidays. Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. It's that one was a real wop doozer for me this time around.
Ooh.
It really was.
Ooh. It messed with communication big time.
I think so. It really, really did.
Yeah, it did.
So tonight we have Randall with us.
Randall Smith, yes. He's psychic medium.
Yes, Randall Smith. We're going to be chatting with him and seeing what he's been up to and maybe get some insight on what he thinks of 2017.
Tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So we'll be taking callers here very shortly.
If you'd like to call in at 323-693-3312. And I'm going to let you two get started, and I'm going to go ahead and work the board for you guys, okay?
Sounds great.
So I'm going to go ahead and put him on. I'll say hello, and then I'm going to mute. Hold on. Hello, Randall.
Hello, Sin Lu. How are you this evening?
Good.
You feel real good.
Yeah, once Mercury retrograde's behind us, I think we'll all be better.
Oh, yeah.
When is it done?
Oh, geez, I don't really know. He couldn't be done quick enough for me.
See, I heard two different sources. One said December 31st and one said January 9th.
Okay, so we're almost there.
I don't know which one is right.
Yeah, yeah. Another week? Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Regina.
Hello, Randall.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. Awesome. I had some time to come home and relax and
did you get your nap in?
Chill out. No. I did get like 2 short meditations in though. That was pretty good.
Hey, that's not so bad.
Yeah, not so bad. I'm due for I've got a quiet weekend. It's just me last night and tonight. And my daughter will be home late tomorrow afternoon, so I'm really hoping I can get a longer meditation in tomorrow. I really miss those. I usually do those outside.
Yeah.
Can't do that now.
No, it's a little cold.
Yeah, it was like 25 below here the other day.
Oh, it's not that cold here. It's still cold, but not that cold.
Awesome. So now you had a good holiday weekend?
It wasn't so bad. Ate a lot, of course, like everybody else, you know. I got the presents I wanted. I didn't get peace on earth, but hey, we're still working for that.
Yeah, we'll always work for that, I think.
Yeah.
Really do.
Yep, yep.
So now, tell us a little bit about yourself for those who are first-time callers.
Okay.
Excuse me, I kind of have a cold, so if you hear me kind of,
yeah.
I apologize.
That's all right. Well, for starters, I like long walks on the beach. No, I'm kidding.
I do too, although, you know, you want to hear a funny story on that one. I'll keep it as short as I can. For the longest time,
oh,
I mean, long, long, long time, I could not stand being around water.
Really?
I mean, I couldn't. I can't stand being around. I can't stand hearing the water. I hate the sound of waterfalls. I hate those little waterfalls that people have in their houses. I couldn't do it. Could not do it. I could swim. I love to go swimming. But as soon as I was done, I could only sit there for maybe a half hour. I had to go. I had to be done.
It sounds to me like
a
past life trauma.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. But...
kind of weird.
I mean, and I love swimming. I could swim all day. I could be in the lake all day long. But sitting near it, I couldn't do it. Can't do it.
I'll be dark. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, it does sound like a past life trauma.
No.
Yep.
It would be interesting to figure that. I never thought about that.
There are a lot of people who have fears. A lot of people who have fears and phobias like yourself, or heights or things of that sort, and there's typically a past life trauma that is involved with it.
So even if you're like, I'm not afraid of it, I'm not afraid of water, I'm not afraid of being around it, it's just too much of it makes me very, very anxious.
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Interesting.
I'm getting an impression in my head that you were on a ship, and the first thought that came to me, too, was Viking. So you were in that time frame, and it looks like you hit a storm of some sort. You were in it for, it looks like hours, and then your ship finally went down, and then everybody perished upon your ship. That's what I'm seeing anyways. That could be it could be the explanation as to why you get uncomfortable when you're around it long periods of time. Interesting.
That's interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Oh, that would be good to explore a little bit later on.
Yeah, a good
hypnotherapy.
Go ahead.
I did do a regression a while ago.
Did you?
But
how was it?
That's not one of... It was really good. Oh, my gosh. Not what
awesome.
I expected at all, and I truly felt that I couldn't be hypnotized. I was one of those ones, yeah, right, you know?
How long did it take you to go under?
Not long.
Not long? Oh, that's good. That's great.
Not long at all, and it was really good. It was really... It was
awesome.
Really good.
Yeah, I've had
really
it done I've had it done four times myself. Not too impressed. I haven't found a good regression therapist yet that I would trust enough to want to get it done again. But I'm looking. I would like to have my wife hypnotized too, and myself. But I've got to feel real comfortable when I'm around you before I'll do it again.
Yeah. I don't remember who I went with, but. But it was really good, and she was trying, you know, every time, every session is different. Everybody sees things different, you know.
Yeah.
She has a set script that she goes through,
awesome.
You know, and certain words that she used to describe certain things, and I didn't see any of it. Like, case in point, the Akashic Records.
Yes.
Most people see their... library as a library, you know, with books.
Yeah.
Mine was a lava field.
Really?
With with lava rocks. And once I picked up that rock and I said, I want to look inside, it opened up into a book.
Cool. Very cool.
Explain that. Isn't that weird?
Oh, that is really weird. Really weird.
Okay. I'm sorry. We kind of got... Go ahead.
Well, that's okay.
I'm saying we kind of digressed. We got into me instead of you.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I like this too. We're good. Yeah, anyways, I'm Randall Smith, and I'm a near-death experiencer. I died at 6 years old of carbon monoxide poisoning. I was clinically dead for 20 minutes, and what I saw and brought back with me from that experience is absolutely remarkable and incredible. My life has not been the same, of course, since. I have been called weird and crazy more than I've been called regular, so I'm okay with that. And since this, I've had a lot of things go on. I see spirit. I hear things. I sense things. I know things before they happen. I see auras, just all kinds of crazy stuff. But being a near-death experiencer as a child, I grew up in a Southern Baptist home. My grandfather was a Southern Baptist minister, and being in that environment, of course, I was going to hell. I was going to hell more than I was going to heaven. So after shaking that dogma, I kind of come into my own and really started claiming it and owning it and working with it and doing things of that sort. So I studied Reiki and became a Reiki master. I've been studying shamanism since I was 25. I'm 55. I've been doing that a long time, and shamanism absolutely is incredible. So is Reiki. Those things have helped me to develop into who I am today. It makes things more understandable for me as opposed to, you know, when I was in my late 20s and early 30s, mm-hmm. where I was really, really confused about why all these things were going on, and I had these crazy abilities and really wasn't understanding, you know, why I have them, how I got them, and things of that sort. So that's kind of where I'm at. With it all. But one of the things that I really like to do is help people cross over. I'll go to places that are haunted. I get calls from all over the world and all over the United States, and I've went as far as California and New York and Florida and places like that to do cycle pump work, which cycle pump to help people cross over. I'm basically a conduit, but I can help people cross over. But I'm basically a hollow bone. But spirit is the one who does all the work, and I just hold space and talk to whoever may be there. So that's really what mm-hmm. I enjoy doing more than about anything.
Right. I enjoy that too.
Yeah. There's no greater feeling than to help somebody to go home. You know?
That's true. That's very true.
Yep. So in a nutshell, that's one of my favorite things to do is to help people cross over.
So now, do you take, real quickly before we take callers, because I hear we've got a pretty full board again. Woohoo!
Okay.
Wait, would you do the cycle palm? What am I trying to say? Protections. I mean, do you set protections for you? Because I know in some cases, you know, things can follow you back.
Absolutely, they sure can. Yes, I protect myself psychically. I do this probably more than anybody that I know. I protect myself as soon as I become aware that I'm waking up. I protect myself just before I go to bed, and throughout the day, if I start getting strange feelings and things of that sort, I'll psychically protect myself. And what I mean by that is I'll put the white and gold light of love and protection around and through me. Now, I'll need to visualize these things as I'm doing them. And then I'll also put a baby blue bird egg around my aura, because your aura is your natural defense mechanism. If it's weak or depleted, you're susceptible to getting things, including sickness and illness. So I'll protect my aura, then my space is protected. And I become very aware of my surroundings when I'm doing any type of cycle pump work. Because if you're a butt when you're alive, you're a butt when you're dead. So a lot of times those people who have passed don't really know that they have passed. So they can really become really angry and mean. And like I said, if you're a butt when you're alive, you're a butt when you're dead until you cross over. So that's the type of personalities that you're going to have to deal with. So not only do you psychically protect yourself, but you have to emotionally protect yourself so you don't say something you shouldn't say, and you're always trying to approach this from love and from compassion. Because when you do things like that, then it makes it easier for these trapped souls to realize that they have passed, but they have not yet gone to the light. And then when you ask for those people who are in the spirit of the light, like family, friends, and loved ones, to come forth and assist and help with the healing, then it makes it easier for them to come forth. And those people who are trapped here, once they realize that you're coming from, you know, compassion and from your heart, and then they see their grandmothers, their grandfathers, or their moms and dads, or brothers and sisters, when they see them come from the light, then they'll go back with them. But if you approach this out of an arrogant type of thing, it's not going to happen, and it's not going to be very well for you neither, because they can attack you. I have been pushed down a flight of stairs by a spirit one time.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I've been scratched, I've been punched, I've been hit, I've been kicked, I've had my hair pulled, all kinds of just crazy, crazy, crazy things. So, yeah, and, you know, I was pushed down a flight of stairs by a spirit, and I only hit one step, and it was the very bottom, and I was at 15 steps. So I went from the top to the bottom, and as soon as I hit the bottom, I landed on my back across just above my tailbone, and I thought I broke my back, but I did break the little pelvic piece on my bone, and it took me about 6 months to heal from that. But as soon as I hit the bottom, I looked back to see what happened, and I seen the gentleman standing at the top of the stairs kind of looking at me, laughing, and pointing his finger at me. And then he disappeared. So I thought to myself, yep, when I get better, you're going to go somewhere. So about four or five months later, the lady that was at the house who owned the home let me do an extrication in her home. And I had a talk with the gentleman, and we came to terms, and he had his mom and dad show up, and then he left. He left very peacefully. I'm not sure why he felt the need to have to push me down the stairs. I was dating his daughter at the time, but, you know, he molested her while she was a child, but that's neither here nor there. But I just didn't know why he felt the need to have.
Maybe he felt, that he still had her as a possession.
That's kind of where I'm at with it, too. You know, probably a jealousy thing or something or other. Leave my daughter alone, whatever, but It turned out okay in the end, you know. I still kind of have some back problems because of that, but, you know, I'm okay. We'll get over it.
That's quite the story.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny. I ask that because, and I'm interested in it because my daughter and I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's been asking, I mean, she's only 15 now, but since she was, 13 and a half, saying that we need to start up our own paranormal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's fun. I enjoy that. I don't like to do ghost hunting and things like that. And, 99% of the time, ghost trackers and people like that won't invite me to go with them to do ghost hunts because... When it's all said and done, there won't be any there.
That's right. Yep, that's right. And see, with Kate, we do it on more of the aspect that you were describing,
Right, right.
Well, that's kind of interesting to you.
Yeah, there definitely needs to be more people that do this instead of, capitalizing and trying to make money off of, somebody else's misfortune.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're kind of like 20 minutes in. Would you like to take a few callers and then take a break in a little bit?
Sure, we'll take some callers.
Awesome. Sin Lu, I know she's listening, but she's on mute. So.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
It's Amla. How are you?
I'm good. Can you say your name again?
It's Amla.
Amla.
Amla. That's an interesting name. Amla. Hi, Amla. I'm Randall. How are you?
Good, and you?
Oh, not too bad. Okay,
good.
Let's see what's going on with you today, Amla. Your namesake, correct?
My name is what?
Your namesake, you were named after somebody?
No, my mom got it from the book.
You got it from the book? Okay. Is it Sanskrit?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. Very good. You're okay. What I'm hearing, Amla, is you're a peaceful warrior. Okay. Do you know what that means?
Okay. You can explain it again. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Times are changing for you. You just applied for a new job?
I'm a writer. So, yeah, I'm stepping up a notch.
Okay. What do you like to write, Amla?
I'm actually legally blind, so I'm writing about gradually losing my vision.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Do you have a follow-up book to this, Amla?
I'm sorry, there's some noise in the background. What'd you say?
I said, do you have a follow-up book?
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get this book together this year.
Okay. This is your first one, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I see another book following this. That's why I was asking if you have a follow-up book.
No, okay. I don't. Not that I know of.
Okay, are you using a metaphysical spin on this book, or are you going straight secular?
I'm actually, it's a motivational book, so it's basically me, you know, it's based on topics. So it's about what I went through, like one of my chapters is setting healthy boundaries. And then I have a story about me being in a situation where I had to learn about setting healthy boundaries for myself. So that's what I'm basing each chapter on, yeah. So.
Okay, do you have a publisher or an agent yet?
No, I'm actually just writing right now. I want to get this done and worry about publishing later. Yeah.
Okay, if you can do self-publishing and kind of avoid the agent type of deal, I think you'll do very well on this. Go to Amazon. Post your book on Amazon. I have some friends that are number one bestsellers on Amazon, and that seems to be a very, very good platform for self-publishers. You've got some very cool things getting ready to happen for you. There's a lot of inspiration coming your way. All right. Speak of your intuition, but do it in a non-religious, what am I trying to say here? Okay, I'm being guided to tell you that you need to use your intuition and speak of your intuition while writing the book of how you handle things since the decline of your vision. Because people who are blind, they use a lot of intuitive abilities, and everything else heightens because of that.
Yes.
So if you can write on those and be specific about, you know, overcoming the fear of trusting yourself and trust your other abilities and things like that, then this book will be a smash.
Yeah, I know. Okay? You've got it right on. That's exactly how I'm writing it. You're right on.
Very good, Amla. Very good. Okay. So be prepared. Be prepared to go out on a book signing circuit. This looks like it's going to happen within probably a year and a half to two. But I see a number one above your book title, and I do see you don't like to have your you don't like to have your picture taken, do you?
I'm getting used to it now because I'm also a speaker, so I have to be out in public. But it took me a while to get there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, try and be as comfortable as you can. Because there is going to be, I just heard news exposure, so there is going to be some news channels involved in this also. You're going to get great publicity, so it looks like you just kind of tighten up your seatbelts and hold on and enjoy the ride, because it looks like it's going to be a pretty good one for you there.
Thank you. Honestly, I feel like my rebirth was a couple of years ago.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's been an amazing journey of, because I still have vision. I still have tunnel vision. And so it's just interesting going through it's been tough, but the main thing is the acceptance. though, accepting myself as I am, and I love myself, despite what others think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good. Very good. What are you doing as far as therapy is concerned?
I actually did my own therapy. I'm very spiritual myself. I went to a 10-day silent retreat. It's based on Buddhism. I'm very connected to the higher realms and, you know, the divineness in me.
Awesome.
And I do go to therapy this week as well. But the point is that I really trust myself, and that's the intuition of trusting myself and loving myself and self-care. Yeah.
Awesome. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Alma. Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Godspeed.
Thank you, Alma. Thank you. Blessings. I want to listen to the show. I love it. So,
thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right.
excuse me. I coughed during that. I apologize.
That's all right. All right.
Yeah, I'm good. gravy cake.
Yes. He has a lot of blessings coming her way.
I have a lot of who? What?
She has a lot of blessings going her way.
Yes.
Alma,
yeah. Yep.
Sure does. Takes a lot of courage to do it.
Yeah, that's
going to
be exciting. So it's going to be exciting for her, I think. You know, I see a couple books for her.
Yeah, so do I.
For sure.
I've seen a follow-up of that, too. I'd like for her to send me a copy of them. It would be great.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be so cool.
Should we take another caller? Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Do we have another caller on there?
Hello.
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 How are you?
Wonderful. My name is Mike.
Mike.
And Mike, how are you this evening?
Wonderful. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Where are you at, buddy?
I'm in California.
You're in California. How's the weather?
Probably only about 60-65 today.
Oh, that's it? Oh, man. Yeah. I think it's like 15 here.
And I laugh because yesterday I was 25 below.
I'm from Detroit, I know.
Yeah. Very good, man. Very good. Okay. What's going
on? No, go ahead.
Okay. What's going on with Mike? Okay. Oh, Michael, are you engaged, bud?
No.
Nope. Okay. Are you in a relationship?
Not even. I'm new to the area, so not even dating.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's about to change. Okay. Are you okay? I'm seeing movie stuff around you. Are you involved at all with the movie industry?
Wow. No, but. I'm also kind of a new psychic medium and opened 2010 and been developing it. And I synchronistically met some publicists, and they there was an independent movie release last month, and I performed at the press junket and was interviewed and performed while being recorded for an entertainment show. On a Spanish-speaking network. And then I also did the press junket. I mean, I did the premiere and read all the actors, the director, everything like that.
Okay, okay.
Because it had a paranormal theme to it, type of thing.
Okay.
The movie did.
Are you wanting to get into this? Are you wanting to get into the entertainment part of this, the entertainment business part of this?
I'm open to anything and everything. So if multiple people have mentioned something about TV to me in the year that I've lived here.
Okay. All right. Well, it does look like that is unfolding. It's kind of ironic that you're put in this position right away, and this has happened to you within you've been there about 7, 8 months, 9 months?
No, November 1st was a year.
First, okay. All right. So, for you to be there for the short amount of time to have this kind of exposure already, there's some incredible things getting ready to happen to you, okay? Now, be patient. because they're, okay, I just heard a red carpet. So it looks like you've impressed some people pretty crazily, if that's even a word. And it looks like they're going to basically fill out a red carpet for you, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So it looks like people are going to start catering to you and wanting you to do things of that sort. And I do see, I'm seeing multiple cameras here. So this tells me that there's going to be multiple opportunities for you to shine with your abilities. You know, keep a good level head. Be as humble as you possibly can. And, I mean, things are going to take off for you, Mike, like you've never, ever dreamed. You've only dreamt of things, you know, unfolding and awakening for you like they're getting ready to. I would say within 6 months to nine, I don't see it going any farther than that. You're going to be offered a spot, and there are going to be cameras in front of you, and it does look like you're going to be speaking in front of a microphone also. So it does look like there's going to be a possibility of either a radio show, or you're going to be interviewed via radio show or something like that. But there are some great opportunities coming your way, and it's going to happen very quickly.
Wow, and I haven't even been – it's not like when I moved to California, it was just to be by the ocean. Because, I mean, I bartend right now, but I've also, within that synchronistic contact with the publicist people, they've also introduced me to a new business partner that has a sales element to it, and he's, ironically enough, he sells high-end real estate and doesn't want to do real estate anymore, so he's like, let's partner up and do this so we can just make, you know, lots of money. And he's from Detroit as well, ironically.
Nice. Oh, very good. Well, there you go. And I see this taking off for you, like I said, rather quick. Just, you know, stay humble.
Yeah.
Because.
Yes, that's going to be key. That's going to be the biggest key for you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And
I know that can be an issue.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And that's why I keep saying something, because I keep being told, tell me to be humble, be humble, be humble. So, you know, stay humble and, you know, try not to mislead or misguide and just be as straightforward as you possibly can and truthful. And, you know, we'll probably be seeing you on TV within another year or two.
Wow. Wow. Do you see bartending much longer? I mean, it serves me well, but I hate it.
Well, actually, I do see you bartending up until the time where you sign papers. And the reason why is they're wanting you to hone your skill. Okay? Don't flamboyantly read everybody that comes into your presence, but try and read people. Try and read people and wait for their affirmation for you. But don't tell them that you're reading them. Just kind of, you know, humbly read somebody and then see if they say something that triggers, you know, one of your trigger points that is an affirmation for you. And you're going to go a long way here, Mike.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. I'm just a regular dude.
I do that at my job a lot. And
yep.
I use it to kind of hone my skills. I don't tell them I'm reading them. It's, you know, it's stuff that they're going to offer me anyway when I verbally ask the question.
Right.
You know, but it's it's going to be a way for you to continue to hone your skill.
Yes, awesome. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. All right, Mike, I appreciate you calling here, bud.
Oh, no, thank you. I mean, that's I mean, that's insane. But thank you.
You're more than welcome. Hey, you have fun, man. And, you know, think about us. In the warm weather, we're over here shaking our bones.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
you,
Mike.
You both so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All right. Awesome.
Well, he's got some good stuff in store for him.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But definitely the humble is going to be the biggest key, I think, in that one.
Yes, absolutely. He's going to get a lot of attention. A lot of times that'll go to your head. So as long as you stay, you know, humble and things of that sort, he'll be able to handle the success that's coming his way.
Well, why don't we take a short break, a short 30-minute break? Oh, my gravy.
That might be a little longer, Regina.
Oh, good gravy.
How about 30 seconds?
That sounds great.
Okay.
And then we'll sign us off there.
Okay.
Timing for me. Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back. That flute music was absolutely phenomenal. Oh my God,
Isn't that gorgeous?
Isn't that gorgeous?
That's Native American Amazing Grace.
Yes, that's great. I had the privilege about 10 or so years ago to meet Robert Mirabal, a Grammy Award winning flutist from Taos, New Mexico. Man, that just brings back so many memories. Yeah, good stuff. Thank you so much for playing that.
I love it. I'm sorry. I've got a little frog in my throat all through the show here.
Sounds like you got a little tickle going on there.
Well, I have allergies, and I think a cold has finally caught up with me despite all of my efforts.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when you don't take time to sit and take care of you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's been a crazy week.
Yeah, I'll get back with you on the text that you sent me the other day. I haven't had a chance to meditate on it, but I'll get back with you on that.
Oh, the dream. You should hear the one I had last night.
Oh, go ahead.
No, we won't do that today. We might have to do a whole show just on that.
Okay, that would work.
Just on dreams. But yeah,
yeah.
Last night it was way weird.
Was it?
But it was, yeah. Yeah. And the reason, you know, I woke up singing songs. I wake up singing songs all the time. All the time.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I rarely go a morning without having a song in my head of some type or another. And it usually tells me, you know, kind of the attitude of the day. I woke up singing Dulamon.
Really?
Yeah. And that's a Gaelic song. I know the Gaelic version, but what does it say in English? And it's actually about seaweed.
Drove
it up.
Maybe you need to add seaweed to your diet.
Well, it kind of fit in with the dream I had. The ending of the dream, so it's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. It's kind of weird. Yeah, maybe you need to add some seaweed to your diet.
That could be.
Yep.
I was actually thinking of it the other day.
Well, I know it's high in antioxidants and things of that sort. Just make sure you don't get it from the Pacific Ocean, for the most part. Get it from the Atlantic or the South, but try and stay away from the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pretty scary. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Much prayer still for that. Good gravy.
Yep.
Well, yeah, for another caller?
I am ready. Bring him on.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Karen.
Hello. Karen.
My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you this evening?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I have a question. Yeah,
okay.
I have a question. I'm doing some consulting, and I'm filling in for a lady that's supposed to be coming back possibly the end of January. And I'm wondering if they will renew my contract, maybe put me somewhere else, or I'm gonna, or my agency will put me in another company.
Okay. How long have you been there right now?
Since November, since like maybe the first or second week of November.
Okay. Now, the lady that is out, is she thinking about retiring?
That I don't know. The people are expecting her to come back, but I haven't. She had a really heavy surgery, so I don't know. They're expecting her to come back.
Okay. I'm not thinking she's going to come back. That's why I was asking about retirement, because I'm thinking she's going to probably want to retire, because the healing process is not going very well for her at the moment, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say that and to feel that and hear that, but it doesn't look like it's going, it's taking longer than it should. She doesn't have an outlet to shake off the trauma and drama that she hears about and has to deal with on a daily basis. She doesn't have an avenue or anything to express or get it off of her chest or her shoulders. She hangs on to a lot of things that she talks about with her clients. So in regards to that, it's really built up inside of her. There's other things that are also going on with her. I'm not going to discuss, is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be given the opportunity to stick around for a little bit longer if you so choose. And it does look like you're going to be offered another position in another place. The other option is going to be more in a hospital setting. Is this a hospital setting that you're in right now?
No, it's a international manufacturing company.
Okay. The other opportunity, like I said a second ago, looks like more of a hospital setting, but it's necessarily not that, but it does look that type of setting. So there is a little bit of security in where you're at right now, you are going to be offered another position elsewhere. So it's kind of cool and ironic that you'd be offered another situation. So you do have some options here.
Oh, okay.
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 I hate to say this. Are you freshly divorced?
No. I have a friend that is, though.
Okay. Are you very, very close to this friend?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm feeling the energy really, really. They're having a tough time getting over this, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm hearing that you need to take this friend out and you guys need to mix it up a little bit, kind of get the edge off of this individual, have them lighten up a little bit. They're taking it too personal. The problem was with the other person, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. So... You need to take this person out and have them mix it up a little bit, take the edge off, kind of dance and, you know, don't get too crazy, but kind of help them to loosen it up a little bit. Try not to be too much of a counselor, psychologist with this person.
Be the friend.
Yes, absolutely, be the friend. Okay, so do that, and it does look like you're going to be able to mend some of her pain, but it's going to take a little bit because she was hurt pretty bad, it looks like. Try not to be the psychologist to her. Just be a friend, and things will be just fine for her. Things are going very well for you, Karen. You do have some options. Now, I just heard movement. Are you planning on moving? Is your house for sale?
My mom wants to sell her house.
Okay. Well, there's definitely movement there. I see movement within your sphere. So that tells me that either your mom, sister, or whatever, they have something for sale, it is going to be moved very quickly, or rather quickly, let's put it that way, because it doesn't look like it's going to sell until February or early March, but it is going to move rather quickly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then I had one more question.
Okay.
At this consulting, everybody pretty much likes me. You know, they always have one person that doesn't like you. But there is a girl that I think she's stirring up trouble, like, with some of the other employees. And she's a Spanish girl. And I'm just wondering, once this lady doesn't come back, I don't know if the lady is influencing, the one that's off is influencing her, or she just doesn't like anybody. Or
she
maybe jealous.
Like, yeah, she doesn't like anybody. And like you just said, she is jealous. And I just heard, too, that she's short-term. So apparently she's been stirring the pot for quite some time. She thinks she's the queen, whatever you want to call her, the queen bee or whatever, and she's really not. No, she's really not. Now, is she the low person on the totem pole?
She's a worker. She's not a manager or anything, but she's been there for a long time, about 11, 12 years.
Yeah, I just heard short term again. So apparently she's been stirring some stuff for quite a while. They're basically kind of through with it and done with it. That very well could be your option right there to become full time. Not that you'll be taking her job, but there'll be no need for her type of mentality. The firm apparently is rated pretty high. With a star mark, so you guys do get a lot of referrals and a lot of business from outside sources also, and they don't need this particular individual on board. So it looks like there's definitely movement and change going on there too. Okay, I just heard again that you will be offered a position, a full-time position.
Okay.
So if this is what you want, then go for it. If not, you have another option coming your way too. Okay?
Yep.
Well, she kind of mentioned that she had other aspirations to be in another field. Do you see her maybe moving on? Because I can't see them letting her go.
You're talking about the lady who's off?
No, the one that is stirring up trouble.
Okay.
The young girl.
I see her not sticking around there. Like I said a minute ago, she's short term because she's been stirring the pot for too long anyways. And they know that her dedication isn't necessarily in their favor. So they're going to, you know, give her an option to either quit or they're going to have to let her go.
Do you see maybe her getting in an argument or fight with somebody else there?
Yes. I answered that pretty quick. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Do you see it with a man or a woman, maybe, or people?
How about a domino effect here? It looks like she's going to say something to start something with somebody else, and I see somebody stepping in to defend the other person, and it is a man and a woman. It looks like one man and two women. So. This is going to be the fuse that is lit that will lead to her termination.
Oh. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Are they older women? It's not me. Do you see an older woman maybe?
I don't see you a part of the conversation, but ironically enough, your name is mentioned within the conversation. So, okay, what am I seeing here? So one gentleman is fairly bald on top.
Oh, yeah.
The other lady is, she looks like she has blonde hair, and it looks like she gets a perm pretty regularly. So I would say her hair is not naturally curly, but is curly. Does that describe anybody within the organization?
Yes, there is a woman that yes.
Okay, all right. Those are the two people that I'm seeing. Okay. Yeah, just kind of hang loose and hang back and just watch it unfold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I do see it getting kind of crazy there.
Okay. Yeah, I usually stay pretty quiet, but that the man that you described exactly is the office manager.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Karen, thank you for calling.
Okay.
I appreciate
thank
it, Karen.
You
for listening.
So
we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Have a good
thank
evening.
You too.
Thank you too.
All right. That was
interesting. Hi, guys. It's me again.
It's
Finlu. Sorry, I had to come in. I have a chat question.
Sure.
And the person wanted to know, let me see if I can take that look here. New Year's Real Me is what she calls herself, or he. I have some job interviews coming up, and I wanted to know if I would be getting one of them, and maybe you can tell me something about the position, if that comes through. I want something that pays me close to six figures, if possible.
The first thing I got was yes, but other than that, I can't pick up anything else.
Okay.
So...
The job that he has applied for will not be able to pay six figures. It'll be close, but it won't be able to pay six figures. They're wanting somebody with a little bit more, and I got to really be careful how I say this, street smarts. Not necessarily educationally smart, but more on the common sense street smarts. And then when he can, I keep wanting to say he, when he can, you know, demonstrate this, then he'll be able to land a six-figure job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and slide off so you guys can take another caller.
Awesome.
Thank you, Finlu.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
I think it's just us for a minute.
I think it is, too.
Hello? There you are.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Excellent.
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Keisha, and I wanted to know what you guys seen coming up for my love life.
I don't mean to laugh, Keisha. But
I know why you're laughing, though.
Why am I laughing?
There could be a choices.
Yes, you're right. There are choices. Okay, what do you want? You're taking too long to answer the question, so you need to make sure you know what you want in a relationship. Okay, the choices that you have are good, but they're not fitting for you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You got to hang on just a little bit longer because the right person is coming. But the choices you have is not a good hand. Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, another thing, Keisha, have you made room in your closet? Not that you're going to hide them in your closet, don't get me wrong, but have you made room in your closet for a new relationship?
I think I have. I keep myself pretty much open. I don't let nobody try to, like, tie me in nothing, period. And they're not, I don't play that. If I feel like they are, I will go.
Okay.
He meant, did you? Yeah. He meant, are you ready? Are you, could be.
If I found the right person.
Well, you could be or you are.
Right.
I am exactly. If I find the right person.
No, not if. No if. You either could be or you are.
I am.
There you
okay.
go.
There you go. All right. Just know, okay, I just heard this. Be aware that the new person is coming into your life that has been watching you almost like a stalker. But this person isn't a stalker, okay? But this person has been watching you for quite a while now, and he's very interested in you, and he just doesn't have the courage to ask you out yet because he doesn't think that he's good enough. So,
How long have you been watching me?
I just heard about a year.
Okay.
Okay. Are you employed?
I can see that. I'm not currently, but I can say this. I'm not, like, you know, my money's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where I was going with it, because this person doesn't necessarily feel like they're good enough for you.
Okay.
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 All right.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about that?
That I don't know.
Okay.
That's their own insecurity. That's their own insecurity.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. So just hang on to who you are. Keep your dignity and your integrity, and you'll be just fine, Keisha.
Okay.
Okay? Just know that this person is coming to you, and he's just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
right.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank
you're
you,
welcome,
guys.
Keisha.
And y'all
have
a happy New Year.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Bye.
Oh, that's fun. That's
guys,
true,
I have a
first-time
caller that wants to come on.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Can we put them through now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Go on.
Hello?
Hi. 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 I'm really intrigued listening to you and looking at your sites. I know there's very little time. If I can ask two questions. One is I'm really, really, really struggling with work and money. But first question, since you are an animal communicator and help people pass on, I saw a squirrel in the road today that had obviously been hit, and I went over to try to get it out of the road. It looked like a spinal problem. I was able to pick it up twice and get it over to the bushes. It bit me. It was very weak, hardly had the strength to bite me. Can you tell me if it passed over?
Yes, it did. It did within about 15 or 20 minutes after you set
mm-hmm.
it alongside the road.
And was it suffering?
And was it what?
Suffering.
No, it was already in the process of crossing over when you picked the little guy up off the street and put him off to the side. And the animal said, thank you for the blessing just before he passed. So I'm going to thank you, too, for giving the squirrel the blessing, too, just before he passed.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And, you know, there's always another one right there. They always look like they're friends and playing, and that always makes
mm-hmm.
me feel bad. I feel like they've lost their friend.
Yes. And they have. Ironically enough, though, that they don't grieve like we do because they're in tune with the cycle of nature and how it works. They grieve for a short period of time, but it doesn't last, you know, months like it does for us. You know, they can grieve for a couple weeks or so, and then they just kind of, you know, get on with things. They try not to hang on to the past. You know, people say that animals don't have spirit. I don't believe that in the slightest.
That's true. They definitely do.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. You know, because if you have a personality, you've got a spirit, and everything has a personality. You know, they're my bestest friends. I just absolutely love all animals. And your other question?
Well, now you're making me wonder, well, do you see things improving? I'm really almost desperate. And is my dog suffering from my own depression?
Yes.
Okay.
Our animals pick up our emotions, and a lot of times they'll take those emotions on so that we don't have to suffer so much. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
more times than not, an animal comes into our life to help us through all these terrible things that we are going through, and our animals definitely take these things upon them. They're like not necessarily a savior, but they kind of are. You know, they take on our pains and our struggles and our drama and our trauma, and to take it on so that we can live free and be free. You know, that's unfortunate.
Am I hurting him?
No.
No.
This is his choice.
Yep.
This
is what he's there for.
Yes.
Yep. Do you see things getting better for me soon?
Yes, I do see getting better for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Okay. It's going to be March, April. Things are going to start picking up for you the latter part of February. But as far as turning around for you, it looks like it's going to be March or April when things really start to, you know, the snowball starts to pick up and become bigger and bigger and bigger. So things are definitely going to improve between March and April. It looks better for you, absolutely, all the way around.
Yeah, just keep going forward.
Yep.
I understand what you're saying about my dog. Am I compromising him, his health?
No.
Okay.
It's your dog's choice. You know, it's your dog's choice. Give him love. Always give him love and tell him how much you love him. Hug him. Hug your animal. You know, a hug will move a mountain. So if you can hug your animal and tell him you love him, you know, whisper in their ears and pet them and have them sleep with you or lay down next to you, you'll take all that pain away. Regardless
mm-hmm.
of how empathic your animal is, you can help them alleviate the pain by doing those simple things, by hugging your animal, kissing on them, telling them you love them in your ear, you know, just caressing them.
Okay.
Do them like, you know, just do them like you would a lover, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
I was looking at your Facebook page. I'm really impressed with you guys. I hope I get to connect again.
That'd be wonderful.
You're lovely.
Yep, we love connecting with people like you, my friend.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You too.
Reach out whenever you can, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gotta
make a person cry. Gotta make a person cry right now.
Yeah, but that's why I have pets. I mean, an old mine have chosen me. You know, people think you choose the pet, you don't. The pet chooses you.
Absolutely.
The show's over, guys. Nobody can hear
we're
you.
We're over. I was hoping we had just a little bit more time to get Randall's info out there. Oh, bummer.
Oh, well.
Everyone enjoyed it. They might be able to hear you. I don't know, but the show thing went off, so we're off air.
Okay. Well, that was fun, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, see you guys next month.
Okay, very good. Awesome. Look forward to talking to you again.
You too. Bye, Randall.
Good night, lovies.
Okay, bye, Regina. Bye, Sinlu.
Bye, lovies.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.